upbringing of members of the royal family. In the past, future kings and queens have largely been brought up by nannies. So are things going to change for the new royal prince? Well, with me here are Sigrid Daniel, an expert on royal nannies and director of Care.com, which puts families and nannies together. The author, Liat Hughes-Joshi, who writes books on parenting. And joining us from Bucklebury, home, of course, to the Middletons, is Claire Burgess. She's a nanny with Norland, who have supplied nannies to many a royal. To you first, Sigrid Daniel, what kind of role have royal nannies played in the past, and how do you think that might be changing?
That's an interesting question, because obviously in the past, the nanny would have played a part that we refer to as a proxy parent, which would effectively be governing the child's whole day, from getting up in the morning to managing what that child's going to eat, when it's going to nap, and when it goes to bed. What's nice now is that we've got definitely some hints that the generations sort of each time are modernising, moving with new ways of parenting, and we saw that already with Diana, who did like to be more hands-on, even though she had two nannies.
She of course took Prince William a baby on a royal tour, whereas Prince Charles, his parents went away for 6 months on a long tour. He was left at home with the nannies.
And famously, the Queen did not spend the first three birthdays with Charles, which I think now is unthinkable. We were just discussing birthday parties just now, which is obviously something the Middletons know all about as well. But I think, what we'll see is a much closer family unit. They have advertised for a part-time housekeeper that they have actually taken from the Queen's household, an Italian lady. She will be responsible for, general housekeeping duties, and they did say some childcare, so that's much more fitting to the sort of modern parenting we see, where, housekeeper or nanny can step up when parents have got responsibilities outside the house, but still not totally take over.
Leah, Josh, it's a delicate role, isn't it, when parents, modern parents, want to do the parenting themselves, but they do need some help. How does a nanny fit into that role? What qualities do they need?
Well, a really good modern nanny won't take over the primary parenting role from the parents. Only they can do that. In the past, nannies quite often, the royal household will have led things like routines and toilet training even. But nowadays, I would fully expect Kate and William to take the lead on that sort of thing, and any role for a housekeeper or a nanny will be just taking over when they need to go off and deal with their duties.
Let's get the perspective of Claire Burgess in Bucklebury for us. You're a nanny. Claire, what kind of qualities do you think would be needed for someone to help the royal couple?
It would be someone who's knowledgeable, who is very relaxed and able to go with the way that the family want to be, and actually making sure that we're working with the modern day royals and making sure that absolutely that they're happy and that they're involved in their child's care, and that we're
seeing just without a video. Was your phone?
Actually we are working with the parents, and that actually they have a really active role with bringing up their child.
Quick.
You're a Norland nanny. What kind of training do you go through to qualify for such a role?
We actually have 3 years of training at the college, and we are working for a full honours degree in childhood. So we're actually looking at how we look after children, and the students will have 3 years of theory alongside the practical. So they're learning a variety of different ways of supporting parents, the development of children, and how to be able to complete the role in the educator, but also the care role that we now take on as nannies.
Sigrid Daniel, what about the role for grandparents as well now? Because Kate is especially close to her family, to her mother, Carol Middleton. She's likely to be called in for some help, isn't she?
Yes, she will, and I'm sure she'll want to. She's fit, she's healthy, she's perfectly capable of doing some of those fun, hands-on things that we'd love, all of our grandmothers to do, the cake baking, making mud pies, all of that. And I'm sure that as the family have shown themselves to be quite informal, this new family unit, the Cambridges, they'll definitely bring the grandparents in, and that's a lovely, warm role model for that grandson to have as well.
Yeah, Liat Hughes-Joshi, from your experience, they're a new family, about to perhaps this evening indeed head home for their very first night together at home as a threesome. What would your advice be to them?
Well, my biggest bit of advice is probably sleep when the baby sleeps. It's going to be an exhausting time. It's whoever you are and whatever your circumstances. So, you know, they're obviously also going to be under a lot of scrutiny as the years go on in their parenting. Most of us just have the mother-in-law assessing our parenting, but for them, the whole world's media is going to be looking at it. And I think they have to have the conviction in their own choices as parents, that they're doing the right thing and not to worry about what other people think.
Yeah, and Claire Burgess, your top tips for them as they head home and start those early weeks. Difficult time for many parents as they get used to the sleepless nights and this new baby demanding their attention. A very special time too. What advice would you give them?
Absolutely, just relax, enjoy it, and just spend as much time as a family as you can. And just really, just spend time relaxing and don't feel pressure to conform to, you know, looking great and doing things. It's about enjoying your baby because you'll never get this time back again.
It is a very special time, Sigrid Daniel, isn't it, for both of them? We know that Prince William has 2 weeks statutory paternity leave. We expect him to be a hands-on father, don't we?
Good for him. I hope he takes that paternity leave. And I hope we see him walking around London with a baby in a sling. I would just love that, wouldn't you? I mean, you know, that's, I think, we're all hoping for that. And I think, you know, as we see these sort of first gentle steps outside the four walls of the palace, and they can enjoy that lovely early bonding time as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, how important is it for the father to be involved at this early stage?
Incredibly important. You know, if he's not involved now, it's going to be harder later on. And I think he's got to be there for Kate as well, because if she's not bringing in full-time nannies and the like, she is going to need the support that he can bring her.
She certainly is. Leah Hughes-Joshi, Sigrid Daniel and Claire Burgess, thank you very much. Let's talk to our royal commentator, Alistair Bruce, now, because, Alistair, we are getting near to the time when we're going to have this gun salute in Green Park, just to our left-hand side here, and also at the Tower of London. Talk us through what's going to happen.
Yes, you've got two, as you say. The one in Green Park is going to be 41 guns and deliver.